One of my friends once asked me, what did you do when you went to church? And I said, well, I prayed. And he goes, what a novel idea. Sometimes we don't get the purpose of things. Braille was invented for communication between French officers on the front. It turned out not to be that good, but it turned out to be very good for those who were visually impaired. Although people say one of the scariest things to read in Braille is don't touch. The purpose of prayer progresses in the liturgy. If you read from the very first we acknowledge the kingdom. We don't pray for the church. We pray for the kingdom of God. That is, every person of good conscience and good heart who follows the ways of the Lord belongs to that kingdom. So we say, Blahosloven Netzas, the blessed is the kingdom of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And then we begin the peaceful litany. In peace let us pray to the Lord for peace in the world. And we have a lot of petitions. We pray for a peaceful, painless end of our life. We pray for entrance into the kingdom. And then we gradually begin to repeat what is the goal of Christian prayer. It's the same goal as questions and conversations are. You don't ask people questions and you don't talk to them simply for information. You talk to them to get to know them. And during the entire liturgy, it begins to develop a theme. Sami sebejo den odnoho I vse žitja naše Hristu Bohovi vidajmo. Let us offer ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. The goal is to get closer to God and closer to one another. Faith is always bound up in those two relationships. In fact, Christ says, what's the whole Bible about? Love God, love your neighbor. That's it. It's that simple. All the Ten Commandments are those training wheels, guidelines. Remember, the Ten Commandments are the absolute minimum. You don't succeed if you don't murder someone today. You don't succeed if you don't steal something today. That's not the goal. The goal is to become such a loving person that you give part of yourself to others. The goal is that you become generous with what you have so you help others on this journey. The goal is to get out of that egotistical circle that focuses just on yourself and to say, hey, there are other people around me traveling the same journey. Perhaps I can help carry their burden. Perhaps I can share my life with them and make my life better. So when we pray, some people show up simply for entertainment. Some people show up so they can dream about their life. Well, I say daydream with God. Whatever you're thinking about today, what's going to happen to you this afternoon, how are you going to travel home later on, whatever the weather will be, whatever is important to you is an important part and theme of your prayer. Make life and make God so real to you. And then you become a good person and an emissary and a preacher of the gospel. Now it is true that truth is independent of character. God is God and the gospel is true not because we're good. Because if we're the worst people in the world, that doesn't make the gospel false. 2 + 2 = 4, whether the worst person says it or the best person says it. Truth is absolutely independent of the character of the person who professes it. However, the nicer you are, the more outgoing you are, the more considerate you are, every word that comes out of your mouth becomes more believable. It is not more true, but it offers the person to say, hey, this is a decent human being. Maybe what they're saying is true. Maybe the way of Christ is a better way to live. So today, you have a wonderful life. You have a wonderful day. And think during the Služba Božja, not simply, how can I ask for things, but how can I get closer to God? How can I get closer to the people that I love? Because that journey never ends. It continues forever. You can always become better at who you are.
and get to know people by giving them a part of your life and a part of your heart.
Slava Isusu Hristu!
Amen.